Yes, no, maybe.
You are now listening to Beardcast.
What's going on, Beers? It is Wednesday, the 13th edition of the Comic Run.
The Comic Run! Comic Run!
As you can see, our Comic Run now includes Jose.
Unfortunately, it includes
no
Jose.
Angel, minus Angel, plus Jose on the that mana.
That's a downgrade.
Angel's got an entire day on Friday. Wait, today's Wednesday?
Yeah. And there's a downgrade.
Today is Wednesday, the Comic Run.
Yeah. Oh, shit!
There's a downgrade in progress right now.
Yeah, so,
doesn't know a fucking day. This
you
is
know who I, no. You know who I am. It's David.
And Beatty.
It's Angel.
It's okay.
Jose.
It's not Angel.
It's Jose.
As you can tell, it's not Angel.
I'm just going to shoot a rubber band at
him. Oh, do it, baby! That's going to hurt.
I know, every time. It's going to be funny for me, though.
No, but not for me. It's going to hurt me in different ways.
Okay. So
emotionally and physically.
What's on the agenda?
What's on the agenda? Well, our usual Comic Run agenda, except today we don't have Angel's side of the comics.
No, but we can just assume it's Deadpool.
Well, the new Deadpool came out for Angel. I'll pretend I'm Angel for a minute. I imagine he got the Green Lantern and stuff that came out.
I'm just asking.
The Deadpool, is he at school? Is he out?
I'm pretty sure he's got class at 7:30.
Listen, on a Wednesday, might as well do some podcast. I would like to go to Midtown on the Wednesday if I'm off.
We should. I've been wanting to do that, but you have work.
I'm a
working man.
I mean, if you guys can get there like 1:30, I can meet you guys. I get out at 1.
So, we digress.
Yes. So, in very updating news for the new Man of Steel 2 movie, as you can guess from our intro, Bryan Cranston has been cast as Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Hal in the Middle.
Lex Luthor.
Mr. White.
Hey, Mr. White.
I break back. I knock.
I want him in the movie to go like this. Say my name. And someone just goes,
yeah,
Luthor, you're damn right.
You're damn right.
Damn right.
And then in rumory news, Matt Damon, yes.
The fuck all right, is
let
that?
Let me put that off to the side. We're looking at Nintendo announces the 2DS.
Fuck is that?
It's a straight held up hand. It plays 3DS games and DS games.
Why? Why?
Because that's what they want.
Why does... Who wants this?
The kids. Of America.
So, hang on a second.
What?
It's a 3DS.
It's
that doesn't
that
bend.
Plays that doesn't bend. That plays regular Game Boy Advance games and 3D games.
It's like two tablets.
It's compatible with 3DS and DS games, but does not include the ability to display games in 3D. So basically, it's
I don't understand.
It's going to be the cheaper version of the 3DS.
Oh,
but that thing is big.
Yeah.
How big is that?
It's probably got an XL screen, I imagine.
I'm assuming it's the size of a regular 3DS when it's unfolded.
It's
going to
be $200.
3DS XL.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's the size of a regular 3DS when it's unfolded, but it just doesn't fold. So
who wants this? No one wants this. It's like the Game Boy Micro. I still bought it, though, because that shit is kawaii as fuck.
You're a dick.
I said kawaii.
You're a dick.
Kawaii. So, okay.
Anyway, can we get back to Bryan Cranston?
All right, we're back to Bryan Cranston.
Because that was a digress.
Bringing back.
I am interested in seeing this. I was down. I'm still not convinced with the Ben Affleck choice, but I do love Bryan Cranston. And I think he's a great actor, and he could definitely pull. I was telling Dave he could definitely pull off the dark side and the light side of in general of every character of characters in general. He has that very. He's very able to perform a very dark scene. At the same time, he's able to perform high energetic scenes and more comedic and lighter scenes.
That's how.
So I think he'd be a great choice.
Like, I don't even know him outside of that movie, the show,
yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle.
But you never watched Breaking Bad?
No, I still haven't watched that.
Crazy movie. Show. Every
I know.
Week, I'm fucking enthused.
I know.
He was in another movie recently.
He was in Total Recall?
Total Recall, yeah.
He was in the movie with, he was in Argo.
Oh, yeah, he was in Argo. That was a great movie.
Oh, cool.
Argo was
Argo.
Fucking
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen anything.
Argo slumps. Doesn't mean I'm still convinced of Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad. I need to watch Breaking Bad. I'm waiting
Breaking Bad
finish.
Every weekend. Well, there's Dexter that comes on for me on Sunday and Breaking Bad. And as much as I like Dexter, Breaking Bad comes as DVR.
It's almost done, isn't it?
Both shows are done this season.
This season? Oh, shit.
But,
you DVR Dexter and not watch
and
Breaking Bad?
And I watch Breaking Bad over Dexter.
Whoa, that's crazy.
But Morgan Freeman commented on Ben Affleck's casting as Batman.
Well, what'd he say? What did Freckles have to say?
I do not.
If I did a perfect Morgan Freeman voice, I would say it in his voice.
But
where's Woody when you
hear?
What did he say?
I thought that no one... All right. He said, after the trilogy, I thought that no one would try it again for a few years more to let this whole thing die down because it's still there. So I don't know. I hope Ben does well.
Yeah. I'm still seeing a lot of hate for Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah, of course. A lot of people were hating on it.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm undecided.
But a little crazy, I had the whole fact that the rumored Matt Damon to play either... He's looked at to either play Aquaman or Martian Manhunter.
I can see more Martian Manhunter than Aquaman.
Listen, if they keep casting people the way they're casting people or playing and casting people, they're going to try to make an all-star cast.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people from IGN and just on random forums, fans say this, but really in the industry, like if you read, they don't really go head-to-head like that. Like they're more friendlier, Marvel and DC.
Yeah, that's what they say.
But fans say, oh, they're trying to go head-for-head. But realistically in the movies, if you have a cast like that versus a Marvel movie... I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do.
They should be in... They should
DC?
They should be in...
Both movies at that point would have top-billed actors on both sides.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
You know be the ultimate mindfuck of a movie?
What?
Avengers, Justice League, crossover.
That would be crazy.
They won't do that.
Why not?
I don't know.
They did the fucking comic book.
That's different. You could do that in print. You can't do that in, like, a movie.
Fuck that. It would be for the fans. Just
fans,
for the fans.
They don't care about the fans. They just want that green.
They just want that money.
That money. They want to make it rain on all these cosplayers.
And I would shit my pants if the next billed actor for...
Harrison Ford.
Shut up. The next billed actor for DC would be Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, man.
I would fucking shit my pants, but that's not going to happen.
Would they let him do that?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Well, we can't really judge... Can't really say. We don't really know because they let Ryan Reynolds do it for Green Lantern, but that was Sony Marvel, not Marvel Studio, not the Marvel Studios.
Yeah.
Marvel. So Marvel Green Lantern.
What?
Wait, you on dope?
What? I'm like out of it. I'm sorry.
I don't know Green Lantern.
And here's our downgrade at work.
I'm still in vacation mode right now.
Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool, yes.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
Then he went to do Green Lantern. What I'm saying is they let him do that, but we really don't know what would happen because
you're
that
right.
was Marvel Sony,
right.
not Marvel Studios.
You're right. So we can fucking escape from this...
holy shit.
This sleepy time fucking baby.
It's fucking...
Okay, go sleep.
No,
we need to handle the podcast.
Okay, so Beanie, let's go back to our usual routine. Let's go back to Stomping Ground. Besides the movie, what did you get this comic run?
I got The Fabled, Thanos Rising number 5, which ends the series for Thanos.
Seven.
We got Infinity. So it doesn't really lead into Infinity. I don't know if you've read it yet.
Read your comics and we'll go on to that.
Okay.
I mean, like, say what you got and then we'll go on to
that. I don't think it really leads into Infinity. It kind of just ends. It doesn't really lead into Infinity.
Yeah.
I'll do Marvel first because that's always better. And I got the tie-in for Captain Marvel to Infinity. And the tie-in to Infinity with the New Avengers number 9. And then, finally, the ending of the Justice League Trinity War, which I haven't read any of it. I'm assuming it's good, because... I'm assuming it's good. We'll just go with
Can
that.
I ask you a question?
What's up?
Is your comic book backlog as big as my Steam backlog?
No. Your Steam backlog...
353 games.
353. Damn. My comic backlog is maybe at about 30, at most. I'm rounding up at that point.
Jeez.
Maybe 30. So I got 15 Hunter's Power Girl, 6 Infinity. No, that's the Infinity, then 6.
That's the tie-ins and stuff.
It's probably past 30. Okay, never mind. Probably 35 or 40.
Yeah, I have a large backlog as well.
Whoa.
Anyway, that wraps me up. That's all I got. Now, why did you want to avoid that question about Thanos Rising?
I think he's right.
Thanos Rising, you said there's a tie-in with Infinity?
It doesn't, like, lead into it. Like you
Oh, didn't. I thought you were talking about this Infinity tie-in with Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, no.
For some reason, I heard it that way.
No. It doesn't really tie into the Infinity currently.
Yeah.
It just kind of just ends at the end of it.
Yeah.
It just, like, you know, it just ends. But,
I didn't really read Thanos Rising. You did before me.
I read it in the middle of the subway. Not Subway
not
Station.
Not the Subway.
Not the Subway Station.
The Subway Sandwich.
Subway Sandwich.
I would enjoy the cookie.
But, I'm sure it was more better.
Oh, you'll be
what I got this Wednesday, Jose.
Yo, what'd you get?
Batman Superman number 3, Getting Rid 1 and 2, in that backlog. Same as Beatty with the Captain Marvel Infinity tie-in, Thanos Rising number 5. The New Avengers issue 9 for Infinity tie-in, and the last part of the Trinity War.
And Jose is a skank who doesn't buy comic books.
I'm not a comic book guy like that.
He's the comic run outcast.
He's a comic run outcast and likes to bring people's hopes and dreams down. In a fiery passion.
I mean,
hey, wait.
I just read whatever I want.
You see the Captain Marvel cover? You see those flames?
That's Chandra.
Those are my hopes and dreams. He's burning.
She kind of does look like Chandra.
Kind of looks like Chandra.
I really fucking wish they would stop fucking changing Miss Marvel's name. Just keep her as Miss Marvel.
Isn't her name Carol or something?
It's Carol Danvers. Miss Marvel. Now she's Captain Marvel. And then before she was War.
How many fucking Captain Marvels are there?
There's a black woman with an afro and a white suit.
Oh, what about fucking Shazam?
And then there.
You had me for a second. I'm like, whoa.
And he's in another universe.
Yeah, what the fuck is happening?
But then there's the original Captain Marvel, who she gets her powers from.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many fucking people they want to put that as that. But seriously, she's Miss Marvel. Her hairstyle looks fucked up. Give her the fucking the revealing spandex and leave her at that.
I'm going to tap her for one.
I forgot completely about this.
Yeah. What?
This is comics bought outside of the comic run. I went to Midtown by myself. I picked up...
at like 9 at night.
Constantine number 5, where he takes Shazam's powers.
Wait, Constantine? Keanu Reeves Constantine?
No, Constantine fucking comic book Constantine.
Was that based off a comic?
Who was played by Keanu Reeves?
Was that really based off a comic?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
But another tie-in for Trinity War was Phantom Stranger. An Infinity tie-in. The baby cover of Infinity issue 1.
Yep.
And outside of that, I got the Infinity Gauntlets single issues 1-6 for $8.
Yeah.
And well, Beatty, as I heard, did a little comic outside the comic.
I did.
As well.
I stopped by. First, I got.
You saw Aldo?
I saw Aldo. But first, I got the Infinity Gauntlet, also Omnibus, for me and Jose, because I missed his birthday. At the local flea market, I got Justice League of America number 177. Superman in Action Comics with the little 80s hair metal style hair.
Is it
signed?
Signed
by the artist.
Look at his fucking hair. It's
how
glorious.
Much did this go for?
I don't know. He really he priced them out individually. Some were just like he just priced
what was
them
your total?
45.
Okay.
2-in-1, The Thing and Spider-Woman, which
cool.
I love me my Spider-Woman. Fantastic Four starring Thor, Daredevil, and Spider-Man.
Cool.
The giant guest star Bonanza. Spider-Man 169, I'm guessing JJ finds out Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Avengers 204. Trapped on the Island of the Yellow Claw.
The first Dr. Wu.
Web of Spider-Man, number 20. Spider-Man 316 with Venom.
Oh,
and then Adventures of Superman without his powers.
Wow. I like how it says that.
Without powers. That's the only reason why I bought it. Because, you know, I don't really like Superman, but another reason why I bought those two is one was signed, and the other one was he's trying to be Batman, but he can't be.
Pretty cool.
Yep, and then that was it. This doesn't get added to my backlog, because I'm not going to read them, because I'm not going to know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So this is just like, you know, classic collection at this point. So that was it for me.
So, as you were saying, we got the Infinity Gauntlet. We read some of it. Jose actually can discuss in the conversation. You read the first issue?
I read the first issue.
There we go.
Okay, so here we go.
Jose can be part of the discussion. He can feel important for once.
I think the story build up in that is really good.
The first chapter is the dialogue.
That Thanos is dead at this point, and death brings him back.
Which is the same death that he's in love with in this Thanos, which in the
and
this version
seeking, of Thanos. He's seeking her approval in the Infinity Gauntlet the same as Thanos Rising.
Yes. Which is cool, even though it's two different universes, but fucking, it's awesome. I love the how Silver Surfer just fucking abruptly falls through Doctor Strange's ceiling.
Yeah.
It's like
Stephen Strange, I must reach Stephen Strange, you have my friend.
Stephen Strange!
It's crazy, though. I never was really into deep in the history of Marvel and all that, but Thanos' advisor in Infinity Gauntlet is basically the devil.
Mephistalis? Oh, no, do you read Faust?
No.
Faust? Ghost. It was just basically it's this play where this guy makes a deal with the devil, and they send Faust, I think, and basically he trades 24 years of his life for all the knowledge in the world, but 24 years is basically one human day, so he fucks up.
Wow.
So that's the source material.
Yeah, but
how is 24 years one day?
Obviously, Marvel, he's a lot.
Yeah,
older.
It's the same thing basically, but he's a demon.
Yeah, he's almost like the devil.
Basically, yeah.
How is 24 years one day?
It's a demon. They trick the fuck out of you.
How is 24 years one day?
I'll explain it to you later. You don't want me to explain it later.
Unless 4 years considered hours?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'll explain it to you later. It's literature. They don't want to hear literature.
Yeah, no one wants to hear literature.
But I think that's pretty crazy. Like, he deals with the devil. Even though, at this point, he's higher than them. Like, he has the power of a god. He can kill any of them.
He could kill death, probably.
And he could do anything he wants.
Yep, that one snap of the finger.
He remodeled the entire temple after her, and that bitch still was like, nope, whatever.
Well, she also rejects him in the new Thanos Rising also.
I like that, though. Like I said, the back and forth between Mephistolos, that one dialogue was like, she loves me, I don't care, blah, 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 I have to prove myself. Blah. That shit was crazy. I felt the emotion.
You guys aren't up to issue 3.
I'm in the middle of issue 2.
It's pretty crazy. I'm not going to go into too much detail. People who've read it know, but you guys don't. I feel like I want to tell you, but it's crazy. You just got to see it.
You can tell me.
Would you be all right with that, Jose?
No. Don't tell us.
So I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. At curiosity, before we go further, how much was your Infinity Gauntlet set?
$8.
$8? Because on the list I have of potential comics I'm buying from the guy, it's Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity War, and Infinity Crusade.
Okay.
The entire set's of all on.
Nice.
So I like to know how much Infinity Gauntlet is.
It depending on what...
condition?
What condition they are. Because a lot of mine... Actually, from issues 2 to 5 are very good. The only ones I just find, which is still really great for Midtown, is number 1 and 6. But they're really great. Like, the borders, everything's together. There's maybe a little rip on the bottom, but it's nothing too crucial.
I'm just going to tell them $10.
Yeah, $10.
Okay. So not that much. Okay, we can go on.
Okay. But have you read Infinity 1?
Yeah.
You read Infinity 1?
Oh, Infinity?
Yeah,
Infinity 1. No, I was waiting for Thanos Rising, because they say it's a prelude, but I don't see how it's a prelude.
Well,
I haven't read it.
Compared to Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Just for...
I did, however, read the prelude, which is one from Free Comic Book Day.
Okay.
I did read that one.
So, basically, Thanos is around.
Yeah.
Because it's a different universe. It's Thanos. He has the gauntlet. But there's the Illuminati.
What the fuck?
The Illuminati.
So, Jay-Z, Rock Illuminati?
No, Illuminati is in Infinity.
Come on.
Basically, there are 5 superheroes who each have an Infinity Gem.
Oh, time, space, soul, power, all that stuff?
Well, it's fucking... oh, my God. Reed. Richards.
Mr. Fantastic.
No way.
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm trying to think who else is in it, but like 5 crucial superheroes have the Infinity Gem.
I'm guessing you're going to have to kill them to get them.
Yeah.
Damn. I do love, however, on the in the Infinity Gauntlet, when he brings up the screen of missing heroes currently.
Yeah.
That's like all 4 Fantastic Four members missing.
That's shit.
more importantly, why is Mr. Fantastic stretching into the shape of a 4?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is that necessary? we know where he's from, and he's gone now.
No, the best part is it's Mr. Fantastic stretching into the shape of a 4. Johnny Blaze doing a fire drill in the shape of a 4.
Oh my God.
And Sue Storm and the Thing are just standing there like, are you fucking serious? Just take the picture.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But like, seriously, I have like half the population. How is all 4 of them are just gone?
I don't know. A lot of superheroes on that board, though.
You know what? I'm kind of... You know, Hawkeye, Fantastic Four, Puck, with what? Night Thrash.
Yeah.
Just heroes they really didn't need to make. They really didn't need to create. It was not necessary for them. Just didn't need them.
Yeah.
A lot of people were on there. But I'm surprised they didn't keep at least 2 of them. If you think about it, the Fantastic Four is like the building ground of which Marvel was built upon.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised they didn't keep like at least Human Torch and Thing or friggin' one or 2 of the 4.
That was an interesting move.
Or 2
really.
Of them. I got rid of all 4 of them in that series.
But what's pretty crazy is in Infinity Gauntlet.
Yep.
In the Soul Gem, the leader, like basically the ruler of the Soul Gem of the Infinity Gauntlet is Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
Basically, he comes through Which, I don't know, did you read this part where basically there's a car accident?
I got up to the Aaron Warnock.
Yeah, I read the car accident.
Yeah, there's the car accident, and these three individuals die.
And that one guy said,
which I have to, has a tie into the story yet.
That's what, you didn't understand that? The three people who died were dead in that car crash.
Yeah.
Adam Warlock, the troll, and I forgot the girl that they're with, go through their body, and basically they reform into their selves outside of that universe.
Right.
And that's how they get to Earth.
Okay, so how would they survive that contract? That's how they survive the car accident.
Because they're not really those people anymore.
Yeah.
Their souls just went to the body.
That's why they have to regenerate this body.
Yeah,
that's
and
why.
That's why he was in a giant cocoon.
Yeah. Well, you think that guy was like burned to hell?
Yeah, that was burned. And I have to part with the giant cocoon, yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Adam Warlock comes from another universe, basically another planes, I guess, if they're coming from the Soul Gem, to lead all these superheroes to face Thanos.
Yeah, and that is not who Doctor Strange merged with real quick, and he said, okay, I completely trust you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? I was going to say something in response to what you were talking about, and I fucking completely forgot.
That's okay.
I'm just fucking at my limits of mental capacity today.
It's really fun.
It's just fucking rain. It's
it really
so
is.
Dark.
It's fucking shit weather out.
I'm still in vacation mode.
You're still in Mexico?
I'm still in Mexico. I'm fucking... I don't want... I got class today, and
I
need to wake up.
I think our listeners still wish he was in Mexico,
too. Mexico.
I'm sorry, guys.
But, yeah, I think... I want to tell you so bad about that third issue. He doesn't want to hear it.
I'll read it tonight. You know?
I'll finish
I'll
it.
I'll probably read it tonight, and I'll just call you, oh, my fucking God.
I'll finish it by Friday.
No, you won't.
I will, I promise.
You won't.
I got, like, a two-hour break tomorrow. A one-hour break.
But, yeah, in the back of, Infinity, they give you the checklist of what the major tie-ins is. Like these Captain Marvel, the Avengers Assemble. Those aren't real. Like those are tie-ins. They'll give you a little bit more details than you would have known to the story, but there's key tie-ins where basically it's like Infinity Part 1, where did we get? Avengers. And then this is New Avengers.
Yeah.
So basically it's 1, Avengers, New Avengers, 2. New Avengers,
Captain
like,
Marvel, whatever.
Because basically, in Infinity, the two major players are New Avengers and Avengers.
And then in September, the Mighty Avengers comes out, and that's going to be the tie into Infinity of heroes left on Earth that have to defend it. Because I'm pretty sure in Infinity, some of the Avengers have to go into space to stop Thanos, right?
It's really in depth, yeah.
So I can't wait for Mighty Avengers.
Whoa.
Even though they picked out some of the characters from the garbage just to fucking throw them on the team.
I can't wait for Battle of Atom.
Battle of the Atom's gonna be awesome.
I read all the X-Men actually out of my backlog. So it's pretty good.
Oh, the ones we're collecting?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go pick up the new X-Men where it's Jean Grey, Cyclops, Beast, Angel, and Iceman.
Yeah.
And that's also the five who are gonna be featured in Battle of the Atom. So I wanna pick that up and read it before that comes out.
Quicken, it's funny how Logan's so fucking sweet in issue 4.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't even seem like Wolverine. He wants to buy a fucking house. I'm like,
he's buying a house. He's like, oh, yeah, you worry about it. You've really grown up, you know?
It's like boyfriend material, Logan. Like, he's not even Wolverine, he's just Logan.
Can I make him a pedophile, technically?
No, she's over 18.
Oh, okay.
And she has a baby.
When does that happen?
It's not her baby. She adopts it. I told you. She adopts it.
Oh, yeah. She still shoot fireworks?
Kind of, yeah. She doesn't really use her power. She's useless.
All right.
But the other four, fucking Rogue and Psylocke and Shadowcat, are fucking kicking ass off.
Yeah. That whole little scruff between Storm and Grey?
Yeah. What's her sister's name? I forgot.
Ooh,
Jean Grey's sister?
Yeah, I know. Fucking something with a D or an S. I forgot what it is.
I forgot.
She got shit all over her face.
She got war paint on her face.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really funny to see Wolverine in that really nice, kind manner. Well,
bring it to the beach. Like, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
If you think about it,
why though?
Because Jubilee, Shadowcat, and all the younger students kind of look up to him like a father figure because they're at the institute, he's a teacher, and some of them really got rejected from their families.
What's
so.
Xavier?
I think he's dead.
He's all dead.
Oh, what?
Because Jean Grey runs the school, isn't it?
Well, Jean Grey's dead.
Not Jean Grey.
I mean,
Storm runs the school.
Yeah, Storm runs the school.
He's dead?
And Jean Grey, it's named after Jean Grey. I think they're both dead. But anyway, yeah, so the younger students are female who are, like, mm-hmm. worked with him or are close with him. They kind of see him as, like, a brother, father figure type of thing.
Yeah.
So he's really nice with them. But then you put on that fucking cowl and put your clothes out, and he's, you're fucked.
Yeah.
He will fucking rip you a new asshole.
Hopefully no one stands up to the proposal to buy the house. Because that's the next issue.
We want to buy the house. We'll give you anything. Satan?
Well, we're in Max Real Estate.
I was disappointed. Didn't you say fucking Savage Wolverine?
I thought a lot of other issues were going to come out, but when I thought back on it, it really was what we were there for.
Yeah, I only got four issues today. I only got four comics today, and I was like, wasn't there, like, a lot more shit coming
out?
Let's
put it this way. Today was our down week, and we still spent over $10.
This is true.
So regardless, we're going to
down week.
Yeah, there's some weeks where we have to because we collected so many number ones.
Yeah,
you've been gone.
I've been gone
since you've been gone.
I know. Go ahead.
So. Okay. That's reference. We've collected so many number ones.
We spend at least, like, sometimes close to, like, $45
so
each
week.
Yeah.
Sometimes each week, yeah.
Like, that's the highest I think I've been.
Yeah, same here.
But the lowest is, like, $15. $14.
Yeah, like, if you think about it, Daredevil, Dark Knights, Thanos Rising, X-Men, Infinity, fucking Savage Wolverine, regular Wolverine, it's like six, and there's a couple of others I'm forgetting.
But
right now,
when we were doing that, we weren't intentionally trying to raise the price. We were trying to have a reason to go there every Wednesday and at least have something to get. But now at this point, we've gotten.
Right.
There's nothing to get.
Yeah, but you know what the best part is? Mighty Avengers comes out in September, and so
there's
Battle of the Atoms.
This
that's
is
not
how they money.
Add another two to that fucking thing. Trinity War. For me, Huntress Power Girls is. I have a lot of shit that comes out, and I just have to get it. The cycle continues. Our cycle continues in podcasting. Jose's cycle continues because he's about to fall asleep.
I'm sorry. I'm, like, out of it right now.
Jose went to school for 2 hours today, and now he's exhausted.
That class is pretty fun, though.
What are you going to do when you have to work 9 hours a day? Over there?
I still want to be an actor.
So you can work 20 hours a day?
No.
This is pretty crazy.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
On this release list, they have all new X-Men number one signed by Stan Lee. $400.
$400?
Yep, I could pass on that.
I'll only get one.
If you get enough of your money.
Can you imagine how much the signed issues are going to be? Once, God forbid, Stanley passes.
That's what I'm telling you. You go to Comic-Con, you gotta get something fucking signed.
I want to get Spider-Man 700
signed. I don't think he's going to be in Comic-Con this year, though.
If he's there, that's, like, the number one sign. Because, let's put it this way. I'll be surprised if the motherfucker makes it to Comic-Con.
Does that mean you're coming?
I don't know. Like, there's nothing for me that I could possibly sign. It'd be nice to meet him.
Well, you can go to Comic-Con and not get something signed. You can go there and look through him. I know. I want to get Spider-Man 700 signed by him.
I just want to see Evangelion 3.
Spider-Man 700, he might spit in your face.
Why?
700? Oh, for some reason I thought you meant 900. The one where Peter Parker dies.
That is 700.
Is it 700? I thought it was 900.
What fucking 900 are you on?
I don't know, but either
700 was the last one.
With Dan Slott, like, I don't know.
Why, does he not like it?
Of course he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like Spider-Man 700?
Of course, he killed off fucking Peter Parker. He texted Dan Slott the day it came out, and the issue got released on Stanley's birthday. So he's like, people usually get me wallets, watches, and something else. He said, not killing off Peter Parker, one of my characters. Thanks, I'll remember it always.
Fine, I'll get fucking Spider-Man 169.
What don't you have with the first appearance of whatchamacallit? No.
Oh, fuck, I wish. That's Omnibus. I have an Omnibus of it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go pick up 300 first. Oh, I can get Secret Wars signed.
That's what I'm saying.
There we go.
Oh, I can get my Batman figure always.
Dickhead.
I forgot.
What issue is that? Issue 300 is Spider-Man with the black suit Spider-Man.
Black suit is Secret Wars 8.
$50, I think, I'm in midtown.
$30 for me. $30 at Brooklyn Comics.
Oh, okay.
Issue 300 with first appearance of Venom. Is $60 in midtown, you said?
Yeah, I think so.
It's $160 at Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go pick that up then.
Midtown?
Midtown. All
right.
So I can go to Midtown next week. Knock on wood. You better not have work, because if you do, I'm going to have to stay.
I don't know if I have work.
If you have work, let's just put it this way. If you have work, right, I'll go to your job, and with the penknife, I'll hold the knife to your boss's throat I have your switch schedule.
I'm off Wednesday.
Midtown.
We're going to Midtown. I'll meet you guys there.
Midtown.
If I had money, I had planned to do this last Midtown trip. I'm going to get Crisis on Infinite Earths issues 1 to 12.
I actually want to get that too, because I just recently found out George Perez worked on that.
Yeah.
And I love George Perez. I want to fucking get that shit.
Cool.
Cool.
So let's see. What have we covered? We covered Cranston.
The comics.
Affleck.
Maybe Damon.
Maybe Damon.
Maybe Damon.
Our comics.
Our comics.
Some Infinity Gauntlet and Infinity.
And our cocks.
Well, our cocks are covered by our pants, so they're always covered.
I don't know. I'm taking mine off.
He's taking his big out.
There you go.
And I think that's what we got. This is us.
I think that's it. What's our time on this? Because I can't see the computer.
We're at 30.
Flat 30? Well, I hope you enjoyed our
abridged version. I'm sorry.
Our version of the comic run.
Okay, Jose. Don't be upset.
Seeing as how Jose doesn't buy comics or contribute to our conversation.
I mean, I gotta do my things. I'm trying to graduate.
Jesus Christ. I don't care about your issues. I don't think they do either.
No, they don't.
What?
No one cares about your issues.
No one cares about my
issues.
Yeah. The only issues I care about are my Infinity issues.
All right, sure. I have my two.
I used to care about Trinity Woman, and today.
Yes,
that is. So, at least it's less.
Well, at least, thank God, we don't have to spend money on Thanos and Trinity Woman now.
Yeah.
I got my turn right, by the way.
That's it. I only have
fucking. But for two series down, four more will pop.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm getting Balian and Mighty Avengers.
Yeah.
So that just replaced those two in September.
Jeez.
So it doesn't really matter.
With that, we wrap, and that is all that needs to be said.
That's all she wrote. Murder, She Wrote.
This is David signing out from Wednesday, 13th issue. Yeah, 13th issue of the Comic Run.
The 13th issue.
Who else is with me that's signing out, you fuck?
This is Jose spacing out.
And Beanie about to punch Jose square in the face.
Bam! You see you later.
Later!